And we are back. Today is obviously Tech Tuesday. And as always, we have the tech whiz, Mr. Tienus Janssen van Rensburg, in studio with us. And he's from Bandwidth Blog. And after we are done chatting about this, we will upload this to Bandwidth Blog and you can find out about everything that we cover here a little bit more in depth. Tienus, today we are back on that AI hype train.
This train isn't stopping.
Man, there's so many developments because it's almost like the frontier of everything at the moment.
Every single AI tech demo or all of these big companies that have their own events where they launch either new software or new phones or laptops or whatever, if you count the amount of times they say AI in those presentations, we are now at the peak of the hype train. And generally in technology, something new comes along and everybody jumps on board and then it reaches a peak and then there's like a real trough afterwards until you get to like a middle ground where this is now where the technology is usable, it's scalable, and it's a kind of a ubiquitous.
Yeah.
And that's what AI is becoming more and more. It's becoming ubiquitous, and that's why companies like Apple, Meta, Microsoft, OpenAI, all these companies investing so much money in building their AI capabilities.
Sure.
And that naturally has a knock-on effect on the companies that are powering these surges in AI. And we're talking today about NVIDIA, who has just become the most valuable company in the world, surpassing the likes of Apple about a month ago, a couple of weeks ago, Microsoft, to now be the most valuable company in the world because... not because of their graphics cards, which is kind of what they're famous for.
They've been around for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. And they enlisted on the stock exchange in 1998. So that is how long they've been a publicly traded company. And it's only in the last couple of years where their stock value has just skyrocketed. And as I said, it's not because of graphics cards, although that's still a sizable part of their business.
Sure.
It is because they have built the world's most usable AI chipset and platform. So they have seen sales of the NVIDIA H100 accelerators, which is specifically built for AI tasks, running AI in the cloud, and that's what all these big companies are doing. The sales has increased 125% year on year of these chipsets, and they've just brought out a new version that's even more powerful and it'll be more capable, and these companies can build more and more AI on this tech. So we don't expect their value to kind of level off anytime soon.
Yeah.
They are now a $3.3 trillion company. it's something to behold, and as we said, this AI hype train is not stopping anytime soon. It might reach its peak soon, but it's not stopping. And companies like NVIDIA have fully taken advantage of this, and it's got other chip makers scrambling. So the likes of Intel are way behind on this, and Qualcomm, which we know from more from phone processing units, they have now kind of started to build computer AI chips as well, and we're going to see the first Windows PCs run on those Snapdragon Elites, the X Elites and X Ultras within the next couple of months. So all of these chip makers are very much focused on this AI space because it's going to enable a lot of other things.
It is insane the pace that it is moving at. You know, let's be a little scared of what's happening. Just a little bit, just healthy.
I think we're fine for now. It's all very specific use cases on these AI, which is obviously not nowhere near generalized AI.
Okay.
But AI is creeping into everything. Within a year, if you buy a new phone, AI is going to be sprinkled everywhere. And it's going to be on the way that you interact with your phone. It's going to make your camera smarter. It's going to make communicating with other people easier, extracting information from the internet and all these other sources that can be quite overwhelming is going to become easier. So that is kind of what the AI companies are planning to do over the next 12 months. And I'm all for it. I think it's going to make all of our lives easier.
Well, if Tienus says it's cool, I'm in. Let's see what happens in the next few months. Let's get back to the music. This is Smile 90.4 FM.